M-E-T-R-O with the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you fold in the pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends,
what's up, what's up, what's up?
Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. What, January 27th? Something like that. I don't know. Days run together. Yeah. JB, my man. Appreciate you, Chief. What's going on, Natasha?
Not much, man. How are you?
Man, listen. God is great. God is dope. Because it's been rough, man. I'm trying to tell you, it's been rough. First of all, God's dope. This is where I'm at right now, man. So I got to wear the energy on me because devil's been busy.
Yeah, he stays busy.
So listen,
that's your best bet.
Man, listen, I'm trying to get out the way. man.
Like, you know what to do.
I mean, something like that. But it's okay. It's okay. I mean, life happens. A lot of people go through a lot of different things. We're dealing with a lot of different stressors and things like that in your life. So, you know, you might, you know, humble yourself a little bit, bring yourself to God, get yourself together. And that's all I got to say. But thank you guys for tuning in. Appreciate all you guys. Who's reached out to me before, me and Tasha. It's been nothing but love. Definitely appreciate it. Tasha's phone been blowing up last week about a project, product. Man, how's that been going?
It's actually really, really been awesome. I appreciate all the love that, you know, everybody's been reaching out to me. I appreciate definitely the support. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready. I was looking forward to coming back here, doing this again, and seeing how we can continue to get this thing rolling and make it bigger and better. So.
Man, listen, yeah. I was excited for this. I'm not going to lie. Anticipated a lot, you know, and thought about it a lot. But then again, you know, it's bring your own vibe. So it's whatever we feel like doing. So we don't want to write down too much, but we know we keep it pretty loose over here. We're going to have a special guest, as you guys know, Miss Sandra Mason. We'll clue you guys in if you're not sharp. But, however, it's me, Madre. So definitely excited to bring her on and hear her thoughts about different things that I want to talk about. I didn't even prep her. You know, I didn't tell her nothing, but we're going to figure it all out together. But real quick, I just want to talk a little bit. Insomnia, man. Are you suffering for a little bit of insomnia, a little bit, having trouble sleeping?
Not me personally, but not right now, I should say. I've been through it. I actually read this thing the other day that was saying that people that have trouble sleeping, it's because it requires peace.
Yeah.
Right? And if you don't have that internal peace, you know, that inside, from the inside, it flows to, you know, it trickles out into your life, into other things in your area and then in your life. And sleep deprivation is definitely a huge side effect of, you know, having that internal peace.
So, I mean, you know, I've talked to a lot of different people, man. Some people having trouble sleeping. I mean, I'm one of those people right now. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'll wake up in the middle of the night. You know, it'll be 3 a.m, sometimes 5 a.m. You know, sometimes I just don't even sleep. And, you know, I just be like, what in the world's going on? You know, but the economy's changing. You know, everything is upside down right now. I mean, a new administration's coming in. The old one's leaving out. We're dealing with a lot of different stressors right now. You know, and it's hard for us to sleep. So I just did a little research on myself, and I'm no doctor. So there was like a couple of different kind of insomnias that I saw. What is it called? Psychological or something like that. Psychophysiological. I'm sorry. And that's for prolonged periods of stress. I know, based on your workload, what you're doing in your daily life, kids, you know, not knowing the next step. Some people don't even know their next meal. That's maybe one of the things for insomnia. So I did a little look in that. So if you're stressing about that, you know, we want to talk about that a little bit later on in another episode. But we wanted to touch a little bit about that. But there's another one. Paradoxal, basically mistakenly perceiving sleep as wakefulness. I never heard of that. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Well, you're smart. I'm not.
I mean, no, I've not heard of the term. Let me back up. I've not heard that, you know, the medical term for it. But it makes me think of, actually, something I was telling my daughters the other day. You ever been in the bed and thinking that you're sitting on the toilet or whatever, going to the bathroom, but you're not really sitting on the toilet? You're in the bed going, you know, thinking everything's cool and you got to hurry up and wake yourself up. So that's what comes to mind. But I've not heard the medical term.
Man, fast cha-cha. Man, everybody's getting up and rolling. I don't know. It's real. Though, and I mean, which is another thing, like, so I'm not, you know, I'm gonna dive into a little bit. So why do women wait so long to go to the bathroom? Is it, no, serious, is that a real thing?
Oh, it absolutely is.
Oh,
a real
my
thing.
Gosh, bro.
I don't know, we busy, I guess.
No, man, too busy to use a restroom? This is what we doing?
No, I mean, you know, so.
Sheesh. Oh, that mercy, man.
No, actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, because that's something I wanted to touch on in a little bit myself as well. But, you know, I think we just, you know, we're always moving on the go. I know for me, like, I'll get so caught up in what I'm doing, literally, like, you know, whether I was working or running around, and, you know, I'll just be like, I can hold it for a minute, a couple minutes, whatever, and it's really bad, it's really stressing our bodies out and doing serious damage, but yeah, I know, it's just a terrible habit.
Man, I've seen some tragedies, like, for real. Oh, girl, I saw a whole thing happen before me, like, I'd be walking down the mall, Potomac Mills or whatever. And, you know, everything's normal. You're checking it out. And, like, all of a sudden, she's out. She's, like, dashing to the bathroom. Where's the bathroom? Hurry up. Hurry up. I'm going to lose. I'm losing this one. It's crazy. But sorry about that. I went off tangent.
Okay.
So what we got? What's going on today, Tosh? What's your topic? What are we talking about?
So, actually, I wanted to focus on sexual wellness, okay. Health and wellness, right? And, again, just, you know, just that's kind of my forte, definitely, okay. My specialty, just in my coming a passion of mine, just to educate people about, you know, their bodies and their sexual organs and functions and things like that. And it's not always about penetration or always about you know, being sexually active. It's the reality is we all have sexual organs. Whether you are a nun or a monk or whoever you are, right, you still have those same sexual organs.
True.
And if you neglect them and you don't are not aware of them and their functions and their dysfunctions, they can definitely bring you big problems in your life that you don't want to have to deal with. Like I said, just sex is just another, there's such a taboo about just sex in general. And that's, you know, again, part of the big reason why I want to do this, because, you know, so your sexual organs are another part of your body, just like your thumb or your toe or your foot, right? And
right.
Something that, again, you neglect it and you don't treat it right and don't take care of it, you will run into problems later on in life. So
I got a few questions about that, right? Yeah. So people think about, you know, we talk about sexual health or wellness and things like that. It's always about sex. It's not necessarily about sex. Sometimes we get to a point. Now, I know I'm at a nice age where, you know, before we was getting it in, everybody was getting it in. You know, you get your body count, stuff like that. But as you get older, other things kind of like mature in your brain to where, you know, you become more attracted or more fueled or you know, intimacy wise by different things, and other things turn you off. Have you seen that in your groups that you've been talking to with other women? Because it's happening with men. I know it's happening with me. I can't speak for every man, but different things turn me off, where it didn't last year, but now, you know, or not last, you know,
no,
previous year.
That's just growth, right? And that's just life in general, like beyond, you know, being a consultant, just me talking to my girlfriends or my guy friends or whoever, right? It just, as we get older, we grow, you know, different things, we learn, you know, them things that used to excite you and, you know, turn you on whatever when you was 25, whatever, and you went through some trouble, learn everything that don't look good ain't always good for you, right?
Right.
Learn that the hard way, so.
Pyrite.
So, yeah.
Call that pirate, man, for real. Because I mean, for real, let's be real, like, they're going out, everybody's going out here now, right? And you're going to go get these injections or this and that to, for the aesthetics, right? You want to look the part.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if a person's been through some stuff and has already had some stuff, it's kind of like, you know, I see what you're doing there, but what else are you bringing to the table?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
No, absolutely agree with you. And I mean, and all of that really is you know, I think at the end of the day, it all starts and ends with, right, how you feel about yourself, how you are loving yourself. And I think that's something that, you know, we kind of hear that expression or that term thrown around a lot. But, you know, I feel like, I don't know, for me personally, I just coming to this point in my life, I feel like I'm really starting to learn and appreciate what that really means and what that really brings to you in your life and how that really can change your life, you know, and just having that love for yourself. And it's not, you know, oh, you know, it's bad for you to have surgery or do whatever you want to do
no,
to your body,
no,
whatever. It's
not.
What
no
makes
judgment.
You feel good.
Right.
And what, as long as
absolutely.
You're doing it for the right reasons, right? As long as you're doing it for yourself and you're doing it in love and not doing it because you hate your body, right? Because
right.
you are having that. It's really just about having that love affair with yourself first and foremost before, you know, because let's be honest, a lot of people are doing it for attention, right?
Yeah,
doing it because they want to get that. They're looking and seeking that validation and seeking that external love, you know? And if that's what you're rooted in, you're going to always be looking for it, regardless of how many surgeries you have. And you know, we see sometimes women end up looking like plastic, you know, Barbies walking around up and down the streets or whatever. Yeah, because you know, they just like, they can't get to it, right? They can't get to that magic threshold, that magic point that, okay, now I'm good enough, now I love myself the way I'm supposed to, you know.
Yep.
And it's such an internal battle, it really is.
So self-love, I mean, that's kind of critical, man. I actually made a post today earlier on Facebook, you know, self-love, love of self, love of children, love of God, love of partners, love of humanity, right? I didn't come up with that. I'm telling you right now, it was on a Jay-Z album, something like Butterfly or something like that. And the lady was talking, it was like track three or something. I don't even remember. But when I heard it, it like resonated with me because I'm like, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in this world. And what really happens when you get older, you know, if you're really a giving person, giving from your heart, you're always giving to somebody, giving this, giving and giving, you know, freely, effortlessly. But then, you know, also you forget about yourself. Mm-hmm. Then the moment you forget about yourself and you start investing time in yourself, your world kind of changes a little bit.
Absolutely.
Circle changes a little bit. People not so supportive of what you're trying to do because they're not used and they're uncomfortable. They're used to you being here and not here. They're not wanting to go through that growth. Right. So that's in itself is a growing pain. I've seen that. I'm actually going through some of that stuff myself. But it's for the betterment of me, and I'm being a little selfish for me. And I encourage some people, I mean, be a little bit selfish.
Absolutely.
Be a little bit, protect your energy, remember, protect your vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. I could not agree with you more. And, you know, you hear that expression, too. You know, you can't give from an empty cup, right? And that's something. True. I remember my mom telling me when I was being hard-headed in my early 20s, you know, just being disappointed with different situations or different people. And I remember her telling me, and I meant to look it up, some old school song that said, you know, you can't give what you don't have.
Right.
And I heard her, but I didn't really hear her then, yeah. You know. Shout out to mom, always trying to drop the jewels, right? But, you know, I really hear her now. You know, people, again, that if you're trying to deal with somebody in any type of relationship, whether it's romantic or a friend or what have you, you're trying to have and build something in with somebody that does not know how to love themselves, right? They don't have their cup full.
Yep.
They can't give you, what are they going to give you? You know, right. And at the end of the day, when you kind of learn through that and grow through that and learn more how to love yourself, you can kind of see that better and see through that. It's like, you know what? I can't even really be mad at that person.
Right.
Because how can I expect that person to love me when they don't even love their own selves?
This
you
is
know?
True. This
and
is
you
true.
Just, and that in itself brings you a lot of peace.
Yes.
A lot more peace, and you just let people go on about their business. Like, right. Okay, I see where you at. I can empathize. I can understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and wish them well, and send them, you know, love and light. Yeah, well, keep them moving.
I mean, listen, so I don't want that. I'm just, yeah. But I mean, that's life, and I feel that. And I just really encourage people to really do that. You know, invest in yourself a little bit more. I want to see a little bit more of that. 2021. You know, we talked about this last week. Start your business. Get your stuff up and going. I'm tying it all together. People who insomniacs, right? You're up all night or whatever. Work on something. Like, get a book. Write something down. I mean, everybody wants to be like, my life should be a movie. Write your movie. I know you don't know how to write a script, but you know how to write on a piece of paper and figure out how it's going to go. Maybe sell it later on. And if you do that enough times, then maybe you can sell that book or things like that. So we really got to think about not the problem, but how we kind of get out of that and really, really like hone in and make some money. How you doing? Good evening, ma'am. All right. Go ahead and have a seat. Yeah, that's my mom.
Just wanted to make another suggestion just before I lose the train of thought of what you were just saying. Another thing, when I was in a phase in my life when I was going through a lot of not being able to sleep through the nights, and it kind of just a lot of things on my mind or what have you is, and I don't ever, you know, want to, you know, if everybody believes in who they believe in, you know, whoever your God or follow, if you don't believe in God, whatever, that's your belief. But I do believe that something I've picked up over the last couple of years is spending some time with yourself every day, just checking in with your own self, meditating, whatever you want to call it, right? Mm-hmm. Just spending 5, 10, 15, whatever you can dedicate out of your day to just check in with you, see what's going on with you, your mind, your emotions, where are you at? That is so important, especially if you make a habit, a consistent habit out of that. Mm-hmm. And just, again, that's just spending that time, you know, again, going back to the self-love, right? Spending that time with yourself. If you don't enjoy your own company, you can't expect nobody else to enjoy your company, right? You have to love yourself. You know, it's so serious. And so just spending that time and just checking in with you, and it just really kind of helps you focus on what you really want out of life, right? And where direction are you going in? Are the things that are stressing you out and driving you crazy, are they really worth it? Are they bringing you anything in your life?
Exactly.
Are you protecting? It just helps you establish a sense of balance in your life. And I would highly encourage, friend Pablo, if you are having trouble sleeping, I believe in God, and I believe sometimes that's when God's trying to talk to you.
Got it.
When he's trying to talk to you. But except even if it's just, like I said, spending that time to check in with self, I feel like that's huge.
Yeah, self-healing is a lot. I mean, be honest with you, I'm figuring out a lot that, you know, and some of the friends that I'm talking to, they have a lot of old trauma that they're going through that they suppress, and they don't even really think about it.
They don't know it, right?
And
they don't even know it's there.
And all of a sudden, they may have a conversation with a random friend, and it just comes out, and then the light bulb could, like, yo.
It's a trigger.
Right.
Something happened.
Mm-hmm. Something really happened. Oh, maybe this is the reason why I can't do this, and this is the reason why I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think mentorship is important. you know, I coach on the side, you know, shout outs to, you know, PME Elite, you know, Daryl Overton, Juwan Banks, whole squad. We were down to Miami, had a ball. But, you know, being able to get back to the community in some way or some form, you know, that's huge. And I think it is. And we got to start with the youth because, you know, we got a lot of homes that are not so well put together.
Absolutely.
Not so fortunate.
Absolutely.
And they need an outlet, especially during this COVID time. I mean, they're locked in the house all day. Mm-hmm. Kids all day just playing video games. And after a while, something's going to happen. Yeah. They're going to snap and they're going to do something. You're going to get mad and everybody's all frustrated. And guess what? Everybody's fussing and wrestling around now. Right. We got a situation. So just really, really, man, check in on your kids, man. Mm-hmm. Check in on your kids. Make sure it's not just video games that they're playing all day. Make sure they're not just on your tablet. Just come out and pull out the Monopoly board. Or come out and pull out the Uno. Just do 15 minutes. It don't take long. Or watch a movie. Watch something funny. Watch something silly. Watch something that they want to watch. Not what you pick out. What they want to pick out. And be able to do that with them. And spend that time with them. I think it's valuable to kind of do that. So
absolutely. And just wanted to touch on, too, one thing that you were saying. Is that talking about community service and giving back and everything. And I know we have some guests lined up for some future shows that are definitely some pillars in the community that are doing that that community service and, you know, giving and just doing those types of things. So I'm looking forward to engaging with them later on and just giving, you know, providing some opportunities maybe that maybe people didn't know about that they can, you know, provide that the community service and, you know.
Speaking of new guests and stuff like that, I mean, there was a promotion out there. I mean, I did put it out there on Facebook. I did make a post a little about it before this meeting. Body sculpting.
Yes. So again, talking about self-love and everything like that. Again, and like I said, I mentioned, you know, whatever you want to do for you and your body to be happy, hey, do it, you know, especially, you don't know if we're going to be here next week or what is about to happen, but right. You're absolutely right. I've actually been able to partner with one of the leading OBGYNs in the area, in the Northern Virginia area.
Okay.
I've been working with her for the last year or so, and it's been a phenomenal working relationship, and I love her to pieces. Her name is Dr. Zerline Chambers-Kersey.
Okay.
I said she's been practicing OBGYN in Northern Virginia, Woodbridge, Virginia, for over 30 years here. Birthed a lot of babies. And she's actually transitioning and getting more into the aesthetic realm and within her practice. And so, again, I've been working very closely with her on that. She's doing some body sculpting, some muscle sculpting, working with these top of line. She's got a bunch of new equipment in there. Jeez. And we've been doing all kinds of training and everything. And so she's actually having her big open house tomorrow. Mm. There's two different sessions, actually, one from 11 to 1 and one from 6 to 8.
Okay.
You can definitely reach out to them. Please reach out to them and RSVP if you'd like to be a part of the sessions. They're doing them both in person and virtually as well.
Nice.
Her number is 703-441-3555. You can reach out to her as well on her website. It's www.drzzerlinechambers.com. And I guess I know she's running some phenomenal specials and trying to help people get, you know, where they're trying to go for the summer, get their body right. Goals, you know, get everything together. So, yeah, so definitely check her out.
Men and women.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For men and women, man, you're absolutely
listen,
right.
You're chiming in.
Yes, ma'am.
Early.
She here.
I know. This is what she do.
She here. That's what she here for.
She good. I'm going to mess with her, though. But now, can you spell that website for the people out there? Some people probably got a pen and paper. I hear doctor. Time. I don't know if it's spelled out or DR, but sure. Can you just spell out the website and say that number one more time?
Absolutely. So this is again for Dr. Zerline Chambers-Kersey. And I'll just give her a number as well one more time. Her number is 703-441-3555. And actually, she'll be here actually with us as our special guest next week, so she can talk, elaborate a little bit more on these procedures and some of the things that she's doing. But her website is www.drzchambers.com. drchambers.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Please go register after the show. You can register during the show while we're. Prefer you guys to watch the show. Register for her for the free consultation, man. Mention BYOV to Dr. Z and you know, just show them some love that way. But we're looking forward to having her on the show next week. And for all the people who don't want to go out there and go work out and ain't got time for that, nothing like, man, go get the body sculpting. I mean, like, ain't no shame. Go get the body sculpting. We know you lazy. It's nothing wrong with that. It's all right. Just go over there, sculpt it up, tighten it up. get it snatched or whatever y'all call it, and so, do what you gotta do. I mean,
so
I don't
those
know.
Are she's providing some non-invasive procedures. Okay. Definitely in cosmetic and aesthetic realm, but I would never encourage you to not exercise. I mean, I know not everybody's about that. I get it. It's a struggle. I know it is a daily struggle. But those that are trying to do it and be consistent with it is a struggle. But I know we'll talk a little bit more with Miss Mason about some exercise you can get in on the dance floor. But speaking, since we're already talking about physical wellness and health, I just actually did want to bring in just a little bit of a pure romance vibe, since we're bringing our own vibe
in
here tonight.
What you got going on? Wait a minute. You laughing.
I don't know what just happened.
I don't know what happened either. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. So I just wanted to talk to you all a few minutes. Again, as I mentioned earlier, about just some of the physical aspects of sexual wellness, right? Mm-hmm. So you know what Kegels are?
I'm familiar.
You're familiar with Kegels? So did you know that Kegels are not just for women, but for men as well?
Wait a minute.
Yes, they are. Kegels are for men and women. So they're a little different. And we're going to be like that. I got you. I'm going to break it down for you. Pertaining to men, mm-hmm. then we're going to talk about that part first. It's mm-hmm. shorter. So it is really just about strengthening the muscles that are on your pelvic floor, the pelvic floor muscles. And those help control your bladder. Mm. And they help control your bowel movements as well.
Okay.
So you think about it, it's all together, right? People zone in on the sex organs and the sexual functions of them, but they provide functions for your whole body, right? Mm-hmm. So that pelvic floor muscle that we, just like with any muscle, if you don't use it, you lose it, right? It gets weak. And as you get older, especially, and particularly dealing with men, you know, I have some men in my family, actually some of the men that I love dearly in my family, that have been battling with prostate cancer, or they're in remission from prostate cancer, things like that. They go through all those treatments and all that surgery, that weakens, you know, your whole body in its entirety, but right. specifically the things you're having surgery on your prostate, right? Having those things weakened, doing Kegel muscles, those Kegel exercises, and it's something very small, but if you do it on a consistent basis over time, it really makes, even within a month or so, it makes a difference. Whether you're just having issues with scald incontinence, which is the inability to hold your bladder. Incontinence.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
The inability to hold your bladder, and okay. like I said, that affects both men and women. But like I said, I just think that's something that's not really well known. Mm-hmm. And so for men, I don't really have any cool devices or anything like that to help you out with that. But just the knowledge of that, right? Having the information and understanding that's so important. Okay. And you can just start with doing it. And when you're doing a Kegel for a man, what you're doing is you're mimicking the action of, you know, if you're urinating,
yep.
and you try to stop the urine flow, like, you know, if you do like give your urine sample for your doctor, right? And you have to stop and clench off and cut off the flow.
Mm-hmm.
It's that same activity, that same clenching of those muscles. It's like, and just continuing to contract those muscles. Like I said, it can strengthen the muscles that help you to be able to hold your bladder and hold your bowels better. So just doing them for 3 to 6 seconds, maybe like 10 in a row for like one session. Do it in the morning when you're brushing your teeth, and then do it at night when you're brushing your teeth. And it just becomes a habit. That's something that you don't think about. It's not like something that's, you know, intrusive to your day. Mm-hmm. You know, you just strain yourself or hurt yourself. But it, like I said, over time, it really does help build up and strengthen those muscles to help you with the health. So
mm-hmm. I'm doing it now.
That's TMI.
I'm finished. You said do it. What you mean? You said do the jump. I did it. I'm done. Look, you were talking while you're doing this whole time. You go, whatever. I feel stronger already.
I can't fool with you.
Go ahead, man. Whatever. You're the best movie. Go ahead. I'm
so
Kegeling.
We're going to shift to women. So talking about the benefits of Kegels for women. So no, silly.
Okay, man.
So for women, it's the same. It's the same theory in that. Stop, JB. It's the same theory in that we're mimicking that same activity of, again, clenching off the flow of your urine if you were urinating, right? The same contraction. Mm-hmm. And same thing. Yeah, you can do it. Like I said, when you're brushing your teeth, where you're sitting in Chick-fil-A waiting for your food, you know. It's not something that's made to disrupt your day, but just, again, just implementing that in your day-to-day activity, you know, it's strengthening those muscles, those pelvic floor muscles for you. So just like as if you were trying to build up, you know, your bicep, you can do, you know, curls all day long by itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the muscle will get some activation, but it's not really going to build or really strengthen that well
mm-hmm.
Until you add a dumbbell to it, right?
Right.
So I have here some dumbbells for your vagina. mm-hmm. No, they're called Benoit balls. They're not really dumbbells. They're called Benoit balls.
Mm-hmm.
And actually just, real quick. These are them. These are some a couple of the pair that we have, actually.
Oh.
And actually, one thing that's so cool about Pure Romance, they use top of the line products with whatever they're making.
Rose gold?
Yeah, it is actually genuine rose gold. Nice. These right here are actually genuine rose gold, mm-hmm. and they use surgical steel, surgical grade, silicone as well. So yeah, absolutely, go for it. So and you can feel them. They're just a very lightweight to them. Those are actually what I would actually use for somebody that's been doing them for a while. Mm-hmm. You don't want to. So and you, what you don't want to do is you don't want to put these in and just take a ride to Target.
Why not, man?
Be hanging out wherever, because you're gonna be running down the aisle chasing these balls when they fall out.
losing goose. If I ever see any one of those on the floor, dog, I'm figuring out who it is. I'm snitching. Just too many bodies.
No, actually, for a beginner, what you would want to start with is these. Actually, and these are called Exerciser, and these are actually other Pure Romance products as well.
Okay.
And it's the same function. Did you want to hold these as well? And so they're weighted. There's actually weights inside there. You can feel them, and they're two different size balls. And so you want to start with the bigger one, and then you can also see. Stop.
Everything's paused right now. Stop. I don't even like how you came at me right now. For real, for real. I was cool.
Just
weighted balls and you gave it to me, put in my hand, dog. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Pause all the whole situation. Cut it. Oh, this live.
You want to hold these blue balls?
No, I'm good. I'm good on everything right now. I'm good on everything. Go ahead. Continue, ma'am. It's your session.
So they are weighted. Like I said, they're different sizes as
mm-hmm.
well.
You want
to start off. They are blue. Yes. But they also too. They have this little handle here, right? For people that are nervous, and just so you know, nothing's gonna get stuck up in there, right? It's like a cul-de-sac. Like nothing can get stuck up in there. But
you said what else?
The vagina is like, it's like a cul-de-sac. You know, it's not. You don't have to worry about it getting stuck in there. Mm-hmm. It's this point I'm trying to make.
A couple grand canyons. Leave it alone. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We'll get to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the beginner set that you want to use, like I said, it has a handle in there, so it makes it easier for if anybody's ever concerned or nervous about being able to retrieve it when you're done.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, you want to start with the biggest ones. And like I said, just start with about 3 to 6 seconds of contractions, about 10 in a set, and do it about 2 or 3 times throughout the course of the day. You know, you would separate the sets. And you'd be surprised, you'd be surprised at the strength that you will develop over a short amount of time and just doing this consistently. And the additional benefits, in addition to helping with incontinence, right? Like I said, being able to help... especially for us ladies as we start having babies mm-hmm. and stuff like that, it's just mm-hmm. our bodies just go through some things. And so this really does help with that. In addition to that, one thing that was surprising to me that I didn't hear about until really maybe the last year or so is prolapse. And I don't know, especially guys, you guys, I don't want to assume what you have or have not heard about it, but prolapse is when women go through the I would assume it's traumatizing experience of their internal organs being able to actually fall out of their vagina or fall out of their, or they have sometimes, I know it's really, it's actually happens to about 1 in 4 women. It's really common.
That's 25%.
That's a lot of women. And I was like, why have I never heard of this before in my life? And I don't know if you've ever seen or heard of like the commercials. They talk about like vaginal mesh insertions. When they have to put those in, women have to go through those surgeries and actually have vaginal mesh, like a screen of mesh inserted into their vagina to hold their organs inside, And it's, like I said, I'm baffled. Seriously? That nobody talks about it. I never heard of it. I guess just me, I never heard of it. But until I started experiencing some women that I know, they have kids, a couple of kids, and their bodies just have gone through some things, and it's just not snapped back quite quite right the same.
No snatch.
Again, why, like I said, you want to be using these resistance, the slight forms of resistance, and doing your Kegels to keep those muscles strong and keep everything up and inside where it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But serious, no jokes, all jokes aside, to mm-hmm. see some of the women that I've talked to or dealt with that have gone through this, like, again, it's traumatizing. It's not necessarily about, you having intercourse. It's not always necessarily about, the sexual activities. It's like, this part of your body.
Yep.
If you don't take care of it and this catch you off guard, I guarantee you it's not something we got enough going on in life. Then not have to worry about your organs falling out your vagina,
So I never heard of that. Now I'm fully aware of what's going on. So I appreciate that so much, Tasha.
And just one little thing, and I know we'll move along, but just with anything that you are going to be inserting into your vagina, you want to make sure it's clean and lubricated, if nothing else, right? So we also do have so Pure Romance definitely makes it's called Come Clean, and they have
I didn't say anything this time.
They have they specialize in cleaning devices, bedroom accessories, bedroom balls, anything that's going to be inserted into your vagina. So you're making sure that it's clean appropriately. And like I said, then we also call, we have a variety of lubricants that I'll delve more into the lubricants on another evening. But again, you want to make sure what's that. And just one other side benefit of using these things as well is you're talking about the Grand Canyons. It does actually help for your vaginal walls and muscles to be tighter, for your grip to be tighter as well, and for you to have more powerful orgasm. So it's just all the way around a benefit to using these things. Like I said, it's just such a small thing you can incorporate into your daily routine, and it's just a plethora of benefits to that. So.
And I think that goes back to, you know, self-love, you know, feeling better about yourself. Because once you what did Deion say, you look good, you play good type of situation, you know, you're dressing good, you're feeling good, your body's feeling shape, you're really good, you know, you have a better life, or you feel better about everything. So thank you, Tasha. How can they reach out to you and get some of these products, please?
So you can definitely reach out to me on Instagram at tparties by PR. That's the letter T, parties by PR. And then on Facebook, Natasha Woods. And then, of course, my website for Pure Romance is www.pureromance.com/Natasha Woods.
Fantastic, Tasha. Thank you so much, Miss Natasha. That was fantastic. If anybody would like to market or do anything with their products on this show, please let me know. Send an email to byovibe@gmail.com. Send it over to me personally, or just hit me up on Facebook. Let me know about that. Or you can contact rhythmicradio.com, where we're streaming live right now. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a little break. Coming back, we're going to have Sandra Mason. Going to talk a little bit about her business. She got a lot of stuff going on. Silky Smooth, Paramount Woman, and a few other things. So stay tuned. Take care. Love y'all.
M-E-T-R-O with the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you fought in the pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you fought under pressure. I'm smoking on gas, this shit pressure. I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know that it's scheduled. I ride by my lonely cause these niggas telling.
Snitch.
And you know that I'm a felon. Still walk around with my glizzy. I give a fuck about how niggas feeling. A nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. I had my test, nigga, trust me. Best set me down for the questions. I don't know nothing and I kept it stepping. Nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. Holding that water, won't spill it. When I die, nigga, secrets. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure. Pressure bust pipes, we know you ain't right. Neighborhood news channel on site.
Lose lips, but he never wanna fight. Smoking pressure, I be high as a kite.
Under pressure, I perform quite nice. Circle small, cause these niggas ain't right. We ain't never been cool or tight. Thoroughbreds keep around me all night.
If you got a problem, nigga, win song. Lay him down so he can't do no talking. I blame, man, this hammer get the sparking. Niggas ain't safe, he ain't moving target.
Once I see him, then you know that I got a power for the shit that he popping. Bodies flow like a shot. Up by the one fold, but that
I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do. You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure.
They will.
What up, what up? Welcome back, welcome back. It's your boy Pressure.
And this is Natasha.
What's going on? So we got our first and next guest, the Miss Legendary Sandra Mason. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Okay. Scoot on up. Scoot on up so we can hear you. Please. Please. Lord have mercy. This is for everybody who does not know, Sandra Mason is my mother. I definitely want to have her on the show because she's been a great inspiration to me throughout my life. You know, she's a very extremely hard worker along with my father, you know, very, very driven. I don't talk a lot about my family, but, you know, she's done a phenomenal job. Shouts out to Monique, D'Angelo, and Quinetta. You know, love y'all. All my nephews, nieces, you know, all my nephews, my son, my daughter, and all that good stuff. So I want to bring you here and catch a vibe, see what's going on. So what you got going on, because the last 10, 15 years, you've been shaking and moving and grooving, and you big on the East Coast, for real. So tell me a little bit about what you got going on. Tell me a little bit about Sookie Smooth, what you got on tap.
Thank you so much, son. I really do appreciate it, Alex and Natasha. Thank you so much for the invite. I thought it was a great thing. The vibe. Wow, bring your own vibe. That alone says a lot. And not just that, having the opportunity to be able to share with the family in terms of what we've covered and how we broke into this entertainment aspect, should I say.
Right.
So 2007, even before then, 2002, I kind of was overworked at Visa. I used to work for Visa USA. Mm-hmm. And working in the Department of Certification. I mean, we're talking working like a Hebrew slave. And my colleague, Ryan and Melanie, decided that I was working maybe a little bit too much. Why don't you find something that will intrigue you, which they found hand dance. Sandra, I thought it was mime. I thought it had to do with the church, and found out later it had to do with dance. And when I fell into that floor in terms of trying to find out what the dance was all about, I was so intrigued. Kind of disappointed in the beginning because I thought it was going to be resembling to what you should do in church like mine. Found out later there are a lot of people to meet, young men, old men, and same with a lot of beautiful women. And so after a while, the connection was unique. So 2007, after going through Cadence with Michael Ashton, and after Michael Ashton, I went through Dennis Hickenbacher and Carolyn Rhode, stayed there, graduated from there, then went to Lawrence Bradford and graduated there. And, of course, he's well-known, and, too, he is actually the king of hand dance. And so I went through his intermediate class, and then I actually went through his certification program.
Okay.
And I wanted to bring it, even after my first year, because you had to have 2 years of completion before starting. Mm-hmm. My first year, I decided to bring it to Woodbridge, Virginia, once he gave me the approval. Rest is history. 2007, we were on a roll. Went from a small building, William Maddox, and God bless him, I thank him so much, because that was the bridge over troubled water. There's no way I would have been able to do it without my partner, William Maddox. And so him and I got together, and we brought it here in Woodbridge, and we opened our doors, 30-some folks. The next time we opened, within 6 weeks later, it was like 68 people, and we grew immensely. So here we are. What do you say? Almost 14 years come April later. So April is 7, we are 14th year in the business. So it grew so fast, that we left from small rooms into Highmark, which was they gave us the top floor.
Remember
that one?
Man, oh, man. It was hot up there, boy. Claw have mercy.
It was more than hot. Oh, we had rain that was coming through. Man. DJ Lady D playing. It was but packed house.
It was packed.
And then leaving from that spot, we found a spot right on Route 1, Silky Smooth Dance Studio.
Yep.
Place is home right there. So there we stood and danced until we're still doing it, but not at that location.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, COVID has caused a lot of different things. I know Tasha has a few questions, but, you know, how have you been able to maintain success for so long? I mean, it's 10 years. You had to do this certification. You had to do that. You took a, you know, leap of faith out there. Yeah, you jumped out there. I'm telling you right now, there was nobody really out here doing no hand dancing. It was not getting popping until you did it. And I know why, because you had me in there cleaning up late night. Mom, first of all, I'm going to tell you about yourself right now. It was late. It was like 1, 2 in the morning. I got to go home on a Friday night. So, but no, now how have you been able to persevere so long?
I want to say that good family was the key. But, of course, of all, God, he was actually front and center of our lives, and that's what really made it a little easier. And then the family gets behind you. When you've got family that support you, even though they're supporting things they fully don't understand or have an eye into it, you got to drag them into it. And once they get into it, you put your family to work. And so then first you put them to work, and then later on they decide they want to help you. And so when they want to help you, it changed the whole spirit.
Yep.
And then you start developing relationships with people. Mm-hmm. And my goodness, I mean, advertisement's great, but word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Anybody's out there trying to advertise something, you need to get some good people out there to get to talking, because once they start talking, that vibe moves so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. From the parking lots to, we're known across I like to say the nation, because it's a beautiful thing, Silky Smooth Dance Studio.
That's right.
And thank God for Jesus. After my husband had several strokes, then I had to let the building go.
Yep.
Didn't let the career go. Simply let the building go.
Right.
And that was the break the Lord had given us, because once we moved from that particular building, we grew immensely. And once we started going to Richmond, and then we were in Ashburn, unbelievably, we actually have locations in Maryland where we did Spectacular Sunday on Sundays. We were there on Sundays.
Wasn't
and then
the
we did
the Elf Lodge?
As the Elf Lodge. Oh, love that spot. Home, home, home.
Oh, it was popping over there, too.
Oh, it still is. Big it's still is. Everybody's on shutdown right now, but can't wait for
I tell
the
you,
little...
them, is that listen, the one... man, our parents...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I was telling us the other day that I remember a few years ago, I used to live in PG County, and we would watch, it was like a public broadcast channel, and it was like, you know, everybody was in there just, you know, doing their hand dancing and stepping, and the old players in their suits and stuff like that. And I was like, where is it?
They can't roll.
They was having a ball.
Come on,
they
yes.
were having a ball.
Yeah.
And is that where it was? Was that
it
at
was
Elf Lodge?
Lodge, Temple okay. Hill. Elf okay. Lodge, Temple Hill. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of folks that believed in me. And so, we were there, and we were also at the VFW in Landa, Maryland.
Yep.
We had DMV Dance Bob that was there on Tuesday nights.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a long ways from Woodbridge, trust me. But we did it. We did it several years before we closed that particular piece. And then rest are simple. Ashburn, we're there for Ashburn. We kicked off there. Unbelievable group of people. I think the first class was 68, 67 people in that particular class.
Yeah.
But some beautiful people.
Mm-hmm.
And that doggone virus just kind of put his foot in everything. So, make a long story short, the relationships are still there, the opportunities are still there, and the inspiration is still there. So, thank God for Jesus. So, as we continue to hang back in the wings and do some fun things via online or what have you, Zoom,
right?
We'll eventually reconnect with that particular piece.
Now, I understand, you know, you're a certified teacher teaching these hand dances and line dances and all this other instruction and stuff like that. I know there's some parents inside the house that want to learn but don't want to go out. Are you doing some travel teaching, or are you doing individual teaching? I mean, what's your piece on that? Because I'm sure there's people that are interested.
We did. I did a few private classes during the pandemic time. And then when it got extremely bad, then we really had to shut it down, because you don't know, not to say that it's anybody's fault.
Right.
Unknowingly, you run into a situation where you could possibly bring it home to your loved ones. And by Linwood being sick, I knew I had to shut that piece down. And so now what we do now, we're going to prepare to do our first Zoom class, and that's going to be launched February. Let me get it right. Second week in February, February the 8th. It's a Monday. I think it's a Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll do, and we did a piece in Germany. We did a 8-week training for a group that was in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
That was unique. So I'm looking to go back and establish that great relationship we have with those guys there.
Okay.
So now as people continue to learn about you, we'll continue to grow and plant those seeds. So Zoom will be kicking off. We're going to do a footwork fitness class that Monday, and that'll be once a week for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So once every Monday for 4 weeks, and then we'll move it on a Tuesday. We're going to start that piece off the week after, which I can't remember the date right off, but if you want more information, you can call me at 703-217-8992, or you can send me an email at Silky Smooth Dance Studio. That's the website.
So wait a minute.
Oh,
wait a minute.
I'm about to say, listen. I told you my notes.
Man, nope. I told you. I said, be ready. I said, Mom, be ready. I got it. But no, seriously, you went too fast with the numbers. There's some people who don't write very fast.
Okay.
What's your contact information for your cell phone?
Okay. It's cell phone is
703-217-8992.
Once again, that's 703-217-8992.
Fantastic. And what about your email address where they can reach you, or your website?
Oh, email address is silky smooth HD, Harry David, or hand dance at yahoo.com. That's SilkySmoothHD at yahoo.com.
Fantastic.
Email
so
address.
Before we move on to you, because I know you have other business ventures and stuff like that, and I'm sure Tasha, I don't want to talk too much, but Tasha, you have any questions about that or anything?
Yeah, I do. So I've been wanting to get into hand dance. I was telling Pressure as well that I have aunties and my mom's. they're all
she's always.
They love hand dancing, and they got into it about, I guess, when I was like heading off to college, just around that time, about the time you were setting up your business. And so it was a new person that's, you know, don't really know anything about it, but I'm interested in learning. Like, what would you suggest, I guess, for me? Like, what can I What's the best way for me to take my first steps in trying to get into hand dancing, trying to learn about it?
Well, that was one reason why we decided to do the footwork fitness class, because it's going to give you all the elements for dance, period, whether it be male or female. What's going to happen in that particular class is very unique. We will be doing fitness work, footwork, on the right side as well as the left side. That means for ladies as well as for men. So once you learn from the right to the left and the 6-count measurables or 8 counts, and we'll walk through that particular piece.
Okay.
This will hold us down for a hot second. Then if that doesn't work or it's not conducive, you're welcome to join the class, which will be a Zoom. It's called a Beginner's 101.
Okay.
So instead of going to a 12-week session that we usually have at Occoquan, we're at the VFW Occoquan, that's where our location is located at Occoquan. So the VFW upstairs on the top floor, instead of going there, since we're down, we're shut down for right now, you can simply take the Zoom class. We'll take you 101. We'll do some basic fundamentals, enough to allow the connection as well as the flowetry in terms of the dance itself.
Okay.
And then you'll learn some, and we'll ask questions, or you'll ask questions, and we'll answer as much as we possibly can, and take you from there. I won't get a chance to squeeze and hug and do all that good stuff, but we'll definitely get a chance. We will. So that would be another opportunity until we can open again.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to stay on this topic too long, because we've got a couple other business we don't touch on, and we also want to provide, you know, an opportunity for folks to call in.
Okay.
So some of the other business that you have, please explain those, kind of walk through those, so we can get a sense of where you're going.
Okay. You know, I'm one that gets bored really quick. Mm-hmm. So once I can see a process in place and see that it has worked, and then you look around as to what's going on in different states.
Yep.
And came up with a pattern of a DMV dance entertainment production.
Mm-hmm.
And which moved us into the top instructors and the best, we said the best instructors, the best of the best. That's when we launched the first annual, really, which is known as Shades of Blue and Gold.
Yep.
That was our first launch, because I saw what they were doing in other states. I was like, why aren't we doing it in Virginia or D.C. or Maryland? And there was nothing that was huge on an annual base.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did it with the top instructors that we had in the DMV area. We took all the bop instructors as well as the hand dance instructors and line dance. We didn't do much of line dance. We did another boot camp for line dance, and did an annual boot camp for line dance.
Okay.
And so once that thing grew, man, we had 2 rooms packed to the T. People were coming to learn. One thing that we failed to remember, that people want to learn. If you teach me, I can do it. And if you give me the opportunity to play in that field, I can play. And that's what happened. So that piece grew immensely. After 2 years of that, we moved into Hilton Hotel. Nope. It was a Hilton Hotel, but it was at the, what do you call that huge one? Right down the street. God, Doug, I
Crystal
can't think.
City?
No, the big one. The big one for Hilton. Anyway.
I ain't fancy.
Martin's Crop. No, not Martin's. I can't even think of the
It's
all
right. Keep it moving.
Anyway.
Keep it moving, man.
It was a huge place. And do you know we rented that whole area out?
Mom, I was there when you did it.
Look, we're talking 30-some thousand. Like, I could have fell out. But I wanted my heart there, because I said eventually, once we gather the numbers that we, in fact, will continue to grow, we're going to go back to that area, and that's where home's going to be. So from that point on, we wind up going to Hilton, then we went to DoubleTree, and now we'll be going to the Marriott. So this year we got put on hold because of the pandemic, but 2021, we are scheduled for August the 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And now our numbers are up to well over 500 for a weekend excursion from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So what was those dates again? You said August?
August the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th.
So August 13th through the 15th, 2021, kicking it off again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very nice. Mm-hmm. That's very nice. Way to get, you know, looking forecast-wise. I remember one of those, like Anquinetta.
Shades of Blue, yeah.
Anquinetta was dead tired. She, you remember that? She came in, she was worried to death. Boy, I was like, Anquinetta, you good?
Out.
I'm good.
Yeah, because we had you cooking in the kitchen, because we had a restaurant, too.
Lord, have mercy.
So it was amazing. Then I have my apparel line, my dance apparel line, and I have my shoe store.
The shoe store, yep.
So that piece is still there. Mm-hmm. So we're just working through the milestones, I'd like to call them.
Got it, got it. So people are still looking to get some of those type of equipment stuff, clothing, you know, to support you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that for sure.
Thank you.
I remember Bull Run.
Bull Run Park. I did a jazz festival.
I like that one the most, because it was Bull Run Park. We had the jazz fest. And then you had, that was one of Chuck Brown's last shows. You know that?
Yes, it was.
Before he passed away.
Yes.
Yeah, so we had Chuck Brown there, man. Oh, no, it was
great. It was great.
Hot though, but it was great.
I just had a question just listening to you and just talking about, you know, just making that transition from, you know, working from a, you know, 9-to-5 quote unquote job to just really stepping out on faith and walking into your dreams, right? And being able to support yourself and your family, and doing something that you have a passion for. Can you just speak a little bit to that and just kind of, you know, do you have any apprehension or do you remember, you know, that time and like kind of going through that transition?
Oh, too clear. Yeah. My goal in college was to be a millionaire. Who doesn't dream that dream, right? So I learned at an early age to play the stock market. And so when I got it at Visa, I was at, had an opportunity. Visa would match you 4-to-1. And I don't think there was any company. If there was, there were very, very few companies that matched you 4-to-1. And I was allowed to play that pup until I couldn't play it. And so when I got to that point where it was near a million, it's like, okay, at 50, I'm out. And I want to do something. And I really thought I was going to do a Christian bookstore. So the dance aspect literally fell into my lap. So it wasn't something that I actually planned. And then when dreams were coming to me like yesterday, it's like you got to respond and do something. And then you got to find ways to give back as to how that's going to work. And so as the doors continued to unveil, then I was able to move forward with some of the things that and that I desired to do. It just opened up, and it was fun. I did it for fun. Who in the world wouldn't have a dance place where you can dance? You don't have to drive several miles across the bridge to get there. So,
and they say when you're doing something that you love, you're not working anymore,
right? If you don't stop.
Well, was reading.
We're right there. Absolutely. So that's where that piece came into play. I'll continue to keep doing it as long as I can.
That's a blessing.
Or my body allows me to do it.
That's a blessing. And that's another thing, too. I have one of my mothers, my grandmother. She is in her 80s, I think, and she was a dancer in her 20s. But she still does, like, Zumba and hand dancing and all that stuff. And she has more energy than a lot of 40-year-olds, 30-year-olds that I know. You know, it just keeps you young. Keeps you moving.
It does. At 64, yeah, I feel good. I have no arthritis. I do have two torn tendons in my arms, but we're going to fix that because I'm going through physical therapy right now. But right now, I'm doing good. Thank God.
That's a blessing.
Through God's grace.
That's a blessing.
See, it's all right. That's all right. So I just want to open the phone line real quick. Anybody want to call in? 703-951-7003. If you have any questions for Saint Generation, please give us a call. As we move on a little bit, I just want to shout out No Tomatoes. Please catch them. No Tomatoes, Monday, 10 p.m. Would be Soul Tuesday at 12 a.m. You got Muji Mumbles with Muji. Tuesday, 11 a.m., you have Faith on the Field with Rob and Maddie. Tuesday at 12 noon, FBCL Hour with Tracy and Bishop. Tuesday, 1 p.m. On the mic with Mike Flores. Tuesday, 7 p.m., Fantasy Football. Wednesday, 7 p.m., Bring Your Own Vibe. That will be us. Serious Business is at Wednesday, 9 p.m. with Poetic One and crew. And then 7:30, Real Talk Radio. Ryan's show happens on Thursday at 10 p.m. And then Saturday, we have This, That, and the Third Will Be So in GIO. So that's what we got going on at RMX Radio. So what else do you have? Because I understand there's something else that you got to give to the people.
I do. My heart's really heavy for the women. I hear a lot from our women. And I don't think, although there's a lot of groups out there, I don't think sometimes they get what they need in the sense of being able to get through maybe some tough times, because we have moved in an extraordinary way, women, unbelievably past, we've got paradigm, but phenomenal. Now we've got paramount woman, the paramount woman, that's a supreme position to be in. And so when you see something such as the new vice president we just now received, Ms. Harris, that is a blessing within itself. Indeed. And during that time when she was going through election period, I was like, how do we do something for our women where they can sit down and talk about it? And so the podcast episode came to mind.
Okay.
And, of course, the title, Paramount Woman, came to heart. And then when you look around and see what some of the other women that are doing, not necessarily black, white, it's just women, per se, quote, unquote, they're in positions. Our President Biden has placed a lot of women into positions that have never been in these positions before. And so something to be so paramount. I think that we, in fact, can help continue to encourage and influence and persuade our women to continue to push forward Because a lot of times you don't get the support that you need. Sometimes your family members are there, mm-hmm. and sometimes they're not there with you. Sometimes right. your loved one, your spouse, your honey bun, whatever it may be, you really need that super support to get you to where you are. Because if you can't think it mentally, mm-hmm. you can't walk it. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care if the IQ is as high as it possibly. You need somebody mm-hmm. there to support. And I figure that the paramount woman, if we in fact can help to build, influence, and encourage those women, mm-hmm. I think that we will continue to leverage the playing field for all women in that sense. There's subject matters that we have where some women are, I don't want to say this, in love so much with a man that they will neglect their children.
Going back to that self-love.
Or they will leave. They will ask their children to leave, or they'll put their children out because, in fact, and I heard this conversation. Should I say I was talking with somebody about this conversation, and I said, well, what do we find? Why don't we find a platform we can talk about it freely? And if we talk about it freely, then hopefully that will provide essentials for those that are going through. And I said, is it just one or two people? And there's a lot of people that way. That's just one of the possible subject matters mm-hmm. that could possibly be discussed. And I think that if we open a bedroom situation, if we open the floor where people can talk freely mm-hmm. and not be worried about it. No men are allowed, of course. We love you men, but this is strictly for the women. And I know that there's several red tables discussion, but that's mainly for certain agenda people. But we want to open this to all our women that, in fact, can utilize the platform to help each other.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think it goes, like Natasha was saying, goes right back to self-love. Mm-hmm. And love, self-love of humanity.
Okay.
And so it's very, very important. So we do have a caller on. Caller, what's going on?
Yeah. How's it going?
Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
Fantastic. So you have a question for Miss Sandra Mason. What's going on, Chief?
Well, it ain't so much that I have a question. I just wanted to take this opportunity, man, just to tell her how much I appreciate her. And, you know, for what she's done, man, and she's such a phenomenal and awesome woman, man. And, you know, she's mentored me through so much, man. And it's so great to even see her being able to share some of the things that she's sharing. And I just ask that she continue, man, to be that awesome woman that she is, man.
Oh,
because
awesome.
One of the things that I just realized so much, man, that the space that she's standing in, she's much bigger than that space. Mm-hmm. And I believe this is a time now where God is moving her, that he's going to allow the space to be increased so she may be able to fill it.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's my son from another mother. Hi. Hey, Daryl, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Mom.
Oh, man, he's a blessing because my shirt designs, PTL designs, this man right here is unbelievable. And I can't thank my son, Daryl, for doing all that he does. And sometimes he get hard-headed, just like all children do. But he comes right back home. So I appreciate you, Daryl. And he has his own business line. We're looking for great things that are coming from Daryl. We also he has a podcast that's going to be starting soon. But Alex and him are working through that piece, and Natasha. So I'm going to leave that alone for a minute. But, Daryl, thank you so much. I do appreciate the sentiments in terms of your wording.
I appreciate it. But I just want those listeners, man, to realize, man, this is not about me. And the work that you're doing, where we may be discussing how much you may be impacting and teaching people how to, you know, dance and do those other things, but the greater gift that you are depositing in them is how to live.
Mm-hmm. That's your son. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you calling, right. Daryl.
First
thank you
caller.
So much, man.
Thanks for calling.
God bless
and we'll right. top it up soon, sir. Appreciate it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, definitely appreciate that. We always welcome calls here at rmxradio.com. Love to hear from you guys. We're getting close to that time, I believe so. But Miss Mason, thank you. Thank you for bringing your own vibe. Thank you for bringing
you.
That in here.
Thank
you.
You
know, thank you for coming to my show, you know, and bringing your audience over here and giving me an opportunity to interview you. So,
well,
yeah,
you
gave
that.
Me so much. I'd like to give you a little bit. This is a little bit what I can do. But it's you know, it's whatever. I try to keep it in the family. I love you so much. I definitely appreciate you.
I love you too, son. And thank you, Bo. Thank you. You guys are doing a great job. Stay encouraged. And most importantly, keep digging deep, getting that good knowledge, because that's what our people need. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We can all have the craziness out there, but we need some solid information that's going to take us to the next level. And so I believe the Lord put a good pair together to work through this particular. I was trying to figure out how this thing gonna work.
We didn't know.
No, we didn't. We not scripted.
It started over here and it ended up over here. Yep. But you know, like we were talking about earlier, I'm just, and we talked about that as well. Just stepping out on faith and, like you said, just trying to, you know, walk in love and providing the information and the knowledge to people. And I know I told Precious before, you know, with my business. You know, things were kind of, you know, kind of stumbling through it. But when I really started putting my heart into educating people and making sure people were informed, and I didn't really worry about the business, you know, the revenue that was coming back to me. Mm-hmm. That's when it came. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when my heart was in the right place. That's when, and kind of what you're speaking to earlier as well, you know, just how God and the, you know, circumstances align themselves when it's time, when you're right in the right place and your heart's in the right place and you're headed in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And so I think we both are on the same page that we feel like this is, you know, we're focused on the vision.
Absolutely.
And it's coming together in ways beyond that we can understand and control. And it's grateful.
Well, when you said, you know, when it comes to passion, it can't be about the dollar signs. It eventually will come. Mm-hmm. And when it comes, the floodgates open in a different way. And then you'll learn to appreciate what you're doing. And then that means you'll just give more of yourself.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I think it's a beautiful thing. You guys stay inspired. And you're young folks. Young folks. I wish I could take it back a few more years.
Mm-hmm.
I would change. Maybe not a lot, but I would open the spectrum even wider.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I used to could run, but now I'm walking. Mm-hmm. If you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you all utilize the platform of life.
Absolutely.
And God bless you so much. And I want to thank the radio station. You know, living in Woodbridge and not even knowing that this
was here this whole time.
Unbelievable.
How many times have you driven past this building and didn't even know?
Didn't know. Didn't know it. So I commend each and everybody at Rhythm Mix Radio Station. So guys, if there's anything that you're interested in, you can call these guys up. They've got some great, great spots for you. And utilize them. I mean, they've got a strong following, and they're all over various countries.
We're global.
How about that?
I'm in Hong Kong. You know I'm in Hong Kong right now.
Oh, get out of here.
No, that means I'm in Hong Kong.
You know what? Did y'all hear
yes,
that?
Yes, I brought you to Hong Kong. Don't come over here. Don't ask. I ain't never did that. See? When you blow up, I had her in Hong Kong today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Germany's good and Hong Kong's
good,
too.
I'm in Germany, too. What you want to do? I'm out here. We out here. We making this
God
money.
God bless you, family. I want to thank the family for their support. I see the dollars, and I thank you so much. And I'll continue to say stay safe, and most importantly, keep that positive vibe, and as we move forward, you're looking for great things. So thanks again, family.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Tasha, before we get out of here, can you plug our next guest and kind of what we're expecting a little bit? Just
yes.
A little teaser.
So, yes, again, so next week, like I said, Dr. Z will be in here, and I can't wait because she is a nut, and I love her to pieces, but she has definitely helped me to catapult my career and my passions and all this stuff into fruition, and I guess she's just amazing. Like, she's been around, I know a lot of you guys in the Northern Virginia area know her. She probably helped you deliver your babies. She's been around here, like I said, for a long time, but she's going to definitely bring her knowledge to bear, and as well, like I said, talk about more in depth into some of the new endeavors that she's doing as well, like I said, pertaining to the body sculpting and things like that. And like I said, last minute, you know, if you have an opportunity, please go in and sign up for the open house that she's going to be having tomorrow, kicking off the new procedures and things that she's going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, just put the number away, but you can give her a call, or you can send her, or you can go her visit her website. Her number is 703-441-3555, and website is www.dr, which is Dr. Z for Zerline, chambers.com.
Absolutely. Hey, go up, register right now, get your free sculpting done or get your free consultation done. Go in there, see what it's all about. You know, it's tomorrow. Register tonight. Help out Dr. Z. Help yourself out, especially if you don't do no sit-ups and pull-ups and whatever, man. I'm for real, man. Y'all, some of y'all, just, I don't know. But we don't leave it alone. You're going to leave it alone. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Looking forward to having Dr. Z on next week. Thank you, Tasha. Thank you, Miss Mason. Thank you, JB.
You so
appreciate you guys so much. Tune in next week. We got y'all. I'll let you bring your own vibe.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
M-E-T-R-O. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier. You fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing. I do.